everyone, this is Anke Menzler, your host for Break Through the Glass Ceiling. Our special guest today, and she has been on this event before, is Maria Thomas King, and we'll be talking about turning your soul-sucking job into a soul-filled fit career. But before we dive in, I want to introduce her quickly. Maria Thomas King is a multi-certified career and life coach specializing transitions into triumphs. She creatively brings into play her 30-year corporate leadership experience and training, along with what she learned from navigating many life-changing events like loss, divorce, death, and career upheavals. Maria has been called a master of reinvention, as passionate about coaching and mentoring women who struggle to find meaning and purpose in their careers and life, bringing a calm force into what can feel like chaos. Maria partners with women to create a firm foundation for leaping into the next chapter with confidence while gathering lifelong tools to help them thrive. Maria is also an award-winning author and speaker, and she hosts a weekly podcast called Tips for Transition, the Career Roadmap. It's been seen on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube, and distributed to all the popular podcast channels. And now, hello back again, Maria, and welcome to Break Through the Glass Ceiling. This is such a pleasure having you back on.
Thanks for inviting me back. We had so much fun before, and I couldn't pass up the opportunity, so thank you.
Oh, I'm so excited about this session today. But before we dive in, of course, please share a bit for all those who haven't seen or heard you before, who you are, what made you go into coaching?
What made me go into coaching? It was kind of a very natural segue from my corporate career, because I've really been coaching and mentoring people, mostly women, for well over 20 years in the corporate world. And when I was divorced by my the company that I was with for almost 20 years, and they divorced me and my whole team, and it came out of the blue, totally unexpected, I had to figure out how to reinvent myself once again. And I'd done that a few times in my career. So it was unwelcomed at the time. It was a bit of a struggle this time because it was not planned for. But it became a silver lining for me because I got to do, I get to do now what I've loved doing for many, many years. And I get to do it for myself, working for myself, and I love it.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. That's always the same. Really transforming your life and then helping others. And oh, I love that. Really. It's so needed here. Yeah. And today we have something very special. Of course, it's about transition. And we called it a soul-sucking job and turning it into a soulful fit. And I know that you are very passionate about that. Please share a bit about what that means before we really dive into what we have planned here.
Well, as a career coach and a life coach, I talk with a lot of women, especially through and since the pandemic, and we're still in the throes of it a bit, about how they are changing the way they think and feel about the work they do in the world. Mm-hmm. And the more women I speak to about this, the more I'm hearing that there are toxic circumstances that they're working in. There are, you know, leadership teams that are not supporting what women want to do instead of what they've always done, and they're not getting the kind of support they need to shift in ways that make their life easier, more fulfilling, and the career as an integral part of that, they have to feel like it is a soulful fit. Mm-hmm. So what I say is, if your career is not a soulful fit, it can become a soul-sucking experience. And that's what I want to help women move out of, so that there's more ease and grace in their lives.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Oh, yes. Wouldn't we all want to have more ease and grace in our lives? Yes. So this is kind of an experience for us as well. Bit different, yes, really being different today. Instead of just interviewing each other, we wanted to give our audience today something they really can work with. And so the stage is yours to start with the first one, if you want to.
Okay, so, well, we thought it might be interesting and fun and insightful if we kind of started posing some questions that you in the audience could ask yourself if you are struggling with a life or a career situation that you want to change, you wish could change. So we're just going to ask you a series of questions, and then we're going to talk about what some of the considerations might be for you to answer those questions. And I'll preface this all by saying you don't have to do this alone. I actually have created something for you to take away that we'll talk about at the end of this session. But you'll be able to download a journal that has all these questions that we're going to talk about today and more questions to go probing even deeper. So that you can sit with it for a bit and see what comes up for you.
Oh, perfect.
So I hope that sounds like a great way to spend this time together. Mm-hmm. So the first question is, what are you tolerating?
Oh, my gosh. If you think about the jobs that we are in, this is a great question of really answering it for yourself. Where are you right now, right? And what is it that you are tolerating, accepting? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. What are the things that don't bring you joy, right? The things we tolerate are the things that we just keep going through the motions. We do them day after day after day after day. And if we stop to think about it, there may be some things that we don't want to do anymore.
Yeah.
That we just want to either eliminate from our lives, give to somebody else to do, or shift the way we're doing them so that they are tolerable.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Right? Yes.
Tolerable. Yeah. So what are you tolerating? That's the first question.
Yeah.
The next one might be, what keeps you stuck? Ooh. Are you stuck? Do you feel stuck? And what keeps you stuck? Mm-hmm. This might be a someone who's holding you back.
Yeah.
It might be you, right? Yeah. You might be your own worst enemy. I just did a live on my podcast earlier today, and we talked about how we sabotage ourselves, right? How we hold ourselves back, how we reach a limit. And we can't seem to get beyond it.
Yeah. And keeping us stuck, you just mentioned a person, maybe. It could be a who. And this is also, and we talked about this before, it's maybe you are with some colleagues that you don't want to leave behind, but it keeps you stuck where you are because you don't dare going away.
Yeah. So it could be feeling a fear of abandonment. Right? Either you're abandoning them or you will feel abandoned if you make the move.
Yeah.
That's a powerful fear. It's a powerful fear.
Yeah.
And think any of the fears that we that may come up in our conversation today, if we just examine them and figure out a way to reframe them so yes. that they don't hold us back.
Yeah.
I think that's a very wise way to approach those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
So the next question might be, what are you waiting for?
Ooh.
are you waiting for a circumstance to change?
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, I might follow that up by saying, how long have you been waiting?
Oh,
for
yeah.
a circumstance to mm-hmm. change.
Yeah.
And if it is out of your control to change it, what can you do instead? So, yeah, what are you waiting for?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you waiting for? Are
yeah.
you waiting for someone else?
Yes.
To change or to do something that will make it better for you?
Yes. It's a lot of women tend to stay in their place because they think they might get promoted, but they wait for someone else to promote them instead of being active. And this could also be a question, oh, who are you waiting for to do something for you? Yes, exactly. Love yeah. that question. That's yeah. so powerful. Please ask yourself. Yep.
Yeah. Ask yourself, is there someone or something you're waiting for? It's mm-hmm. The answers can be very revealing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Or what are you waiting for is also maybe possible in terms of a decision. Are you waiting for a decision to be made for you? Yeah.
Yeah, for you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Instead of you making it for yourself.
Yeah.
And yeah.
What do you want to feel when someone is making a decision? Do you want to feel empowered or is it, oh, someone is taking my decision? Ooh.
Making it for me.
Yes.
Right? When I got laid off, that decision was made for me.
Yes.
And that does not feel good.
Oh, yeah.
It does not feel good.
Yeah.
Not at all. Now, the next one might be a little sensitive. So I will, I say it with love. I ask it with love. Who are you lying to?
Oh, yes. Big love. Big love in it. Yeah.
Comes with lots of love.
Yes.
But who, think about that. Are you lying to yourself?
Yeah.
That things are not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
That things are better than they seem.
Yeah.
Or are you lying to someone else, telling them, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
always
okay.
Smiling. Yeah.
I'm happy. I'm mm-hmm. wearing my mask.
Mm-hmm.
A smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye, but I'm crumbling inside.
Yeah.
That's a lie, right? Yes. That's a lie.
Yeah.
So who are you lying to?
Yeah.
And does it matter that, let me say that a different way. Could the person you're lying to, and it could be you, could the person you're lying to actually become an advocate for you, become a supporter for you, if you told the truth about how you're feeling,
mm-hmm.
what you're going through, what you want instead of what you have.
Yeah. And of course, lying is maybe the easier way, but being honest could be, and this is something that you just mentioned, and I love the idea of it. If you're being honest, who would you get as a supporter? Who would you get? Oh, wow. Yes. Hello. This opens a lot. It's not only you that you might get as a supporter, but also other people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that is one of the most important foundational things that I work on with all of my clients. And that is to surround yourself with people who support you
mm-hmm.
so that you feel supported is the word that comes back, so that you feel like you have the backing of people who care about you, of people you trust.
Yeah.
And they have your best in mind. mm-hmm. and are guiding you in that direction.
Yeah.
Those are the people that,
yeah.
Yeah. So,
and
yeah. So who are you lying to? Now, here's another one. Who are you leaving behind?
Oh,
So you mentioned this.
Yes.
About, you know, if you're in a position, in a career position, and you love the people you're working with.
Yeah.
You might even love your boss, but you've reached as far as you can go in this organization.
Yeah.
And the only option you have is to leave it. You might be leaving some people behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You might also think about this in a different way. You want to make a change in your life, in your career, and it is a step up, big step up. You're taking a leap. That's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But your family may not be behind you.
Yes.
Friends may not. They mm-hmm. may ask you things like, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Mm,
yeah.
Testing your worthiness
yeah.
to do what it is you want to do.
Yeah.
So be honest about who might you be leaving behind if you do this thing.
Yeah, and it could be you. Leaving the big dreamer behind.
Well, it's a different dream, right?
Yeah.
So you might be leaving a dream behind.
Mm-hmm, yes.
But hopefully you are leaving an old dream behind to pursue a bigger dream,
yes.
a better dream,
yeah.
one that is more of a soulful fit for you.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're going for here.
Yeah. And what I just wanted to add here is also the thought of maybe leaving a subject or a project behind that you grew fond of really, and you really like it, but it's this idea of you being this person who created your baby, and you're leaving this baby behind.
Yeah.
Who? So this could also be a force keeping you where you are. Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. Some other questions we might ask. I want you to start thinking about who you are now that things have changed. Who you are. In this spot you're in right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what is your biggest challenge?
Oh, ooh. Hello.
What is the one biggest? We might have a number of them, but let's talk about the one biggest challenge that you're feeling right now.
Yeah.
What is that? Articulate that. Write that down in gory detail. Get to the bottom of what has got you challenged right now.
Yeah, yeah. And one thing that keeps coming back when you say, what's your biggest challenge? And it blew me away just now. It's this, what is your biggest challenge combined with who are you now? So you might be, and this goes back to all the questions before, who are you leaving behind? So is it your old self? So now you are in a new position. Your big challenge is being someone else. Who are you? Yeah, I love that. Hello.
You know what I love to say is the question, you know, who am I now? It's a tough one to answer, but it takes... But it's answerable with, you know, questions like these and others, self-assessments, things like that. But when you get to the answer to who am I now, the next thing you want to answer is who am I becoming?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So who is that? What is this is the reinvention thing. This is the stepping out, stepping up, stepping in, leaning in, and getting out of your comfort zone and becoming who you want to become.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of the new you.
Yeah.
Who are you now? Where are you starting from? and who do you want to become?
Yes. Which you can,
we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, which you can combine with this vision that you want to have, because of course, if you are thinking about that, you create something for you in the future. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. Another question, sort of like, what are you tolerating? What are you compromising?
Ooh. Yeah. You might want something, but you get something different. Yeah.
Yes. And you might be living by someone else's values,
mm-hmm, yeah,
and compromising your own. That could be within the corporate environment. You're working in an organization whose values don't align with yours.
Yeah.
What are you compromising? You might be living in a personal situation, relationship, where your career is very important to you.
Yeah,
but you don't get the support for it in your personal life from your family, from your partner,
yeah,
from your children, and you feel like you have to compromise, mm-hmm, everything you want to do in your career to keep the peace at home.
Yeah.
So this is a really important question to answer truthfully for yourself, all of these obviously. We recommend that you answer truthfully for yourself.
Yes.
And, you know, as you're going through these, you can get stuck on any one of them. Any one of them. They are big questions. So, you know, don't do it alone.
Oh, yeah.
I often suggest to my clients that they work with their partner, their best friend, someone who knows them really well,
mm-hmm,
to kind of work through these exercises, these questions.
Yeah.
To help them and call them on their stuff, right?
Yes, tough love.
As well, yeah? Yeah. Being called on your stuff with love, right? Mm-hmm. With love. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And I just want to get back quickly to this compromising, because I have an idea which a lot of people tend to have, is the thought of, I cannot do what I want or what I dream of because of the money, because I have to, of course, provide. And hello, yes, big compromises within that. Oh, yeah, yeah. And then you need this tough love from someone else.
Yes, yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, money is a big piece of this. Mm-hmm. It's interwoven in everything we do in our lives, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Evidenced by the gas prices, the effect that's having,
yeah,
on the world, right? As evidenced by so many things in the housing market here in the United States. I don't know how it is where you are, Anka, in Germany, but here it's hard for people to afford to get into a rental or a new home, yeah, anymore.
The prices go up, yeah.
To compromise things because of money, but there are ways to make more.
Mm-hmm, that's so true.
Yeah, there are ways to make more. So there's, I don't want you to feel stuck by knowing the answer to any of these questions.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. There are options everywhere.
Exactly. And
choices everywhere. Yes,
exactly. Opportunities. We all have choices and opportunities. And if we answer those questions, we might come up with different answers along the way.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Absolutely right.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Here's another one. What price are you paying by staying where you are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What price are you paying? And along with that, who else is paying the price?
Ooh.
Because you are unhappy.
Yes.
Because you are stuck. You're miserable. You don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
You are just going through the motions. And it feels like a hamster wheel, all of those things, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
That can just make you not feel joy, right? You're not your best self. So who pays the price for that? Besides you, what price are you paying? And who else pays for that?
This is such an important question because everyone is involved and we have influence on the lives of others. Yeah. Oh, hello. This impacts a life. A lot of lives.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. I asked a question before that is similar. And when we ask different questions, we get different answers. I asked you, what are you waiting for? That's what I asked you.
Yes.
But this question is, what's holding you back?
Yeah.
What's holding you back from doing what it is you want to do? So you have this dream of doing something different. I'm assuming you have a dream like that. And it's out there. It's someday.
Yeah.
It'll happen for me someday.
If I have enough money, if I have.
when I have, right? Mm-hmm. When I lose 20 pounds, when I resolve my relationship issues, mm-hmm. when I have a better job, I'll make more money.
Yeah.
You see how they're all tied. You know, it's like the what comes mm-hmm. first, right?
The yes.
chicken and the egg.
That's so true. And with the holding back, it's not only you combined the question of what are you waiting for, you said, and mm-hmm. What was the question holding back? What is holding you back, right? Mm-hmm. The combination of that is makes it wider.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. They really are tied together, aren't they? So what are you waiting for? Who or what has to yeah. change for you?
Yeah.
And what's holding you back mm-hmm. from making the choice and the change yourself?
Mm-hmm.
What's yeah. holding you back?
Yeah. And you see how all those questions are tied together?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. They absolutely are.
So
yes.
Yep.
And that leads to, what is your big vision?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the who are you and what do you want?
Yeah.
So that's the vision.
Yeah.
And, you know, your career is just 1/7 of your life. There are 7 facets of your life. Generally speaking, everyone fits into those. The career is one of them. However, most of us work 1/3 of our waking hours, at least 1/3 of our waking hours in our career, at our job, at least 1/3.
Yeah.
So it's a big piece of it.
It is.
It's a big piece of our lives, and it influences so much of what we do in our lives. So what is your big vision for your life, and how does your career fit into that?
Mm-hmm.
That's the soulful fit part.
Ooh, yes. You are opening up something that because you said, what's your vision for your life and how can your career fit into it? It's not how can your life fit into your career plans.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Hello.
Exactly. Yes. And if we don't start thinking about it that way,
mm-hmm.
we'll always move from job to job to job.
Yeah.
Or not. I mean, we could move into a company and move like I did when I was at IBM for almost 20 years. I moved from job to job within the organization.
Yeah.
That's possible too. But when you do it without a plan, without a vision
mm-hmm.
for what it is you really want.
Yeah.
What do you want to get out of it? How do you want it to enhance your life?
Yes.
If you don't go into it with that vision and that plan, then you're likely to find that some of those jobs are soul-sucking experiences.
Yes. And this makes 1/3 at least of your life. So, oh my gosh, because a lot of people are really working up to 12 hours. They identify yeah. with that. And what about the rest of the life?
Right. That you have no time for.
Yeah.
You have no time
yeah.
for.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, wow. Wow. These have been great questions. I absolutely love them. Wow.
Two more.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can we do two more?
Yes, please.
Okay. So we talked about this a little bit before. The question is, who can support you?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Now you get this big vision. We talked mm-hmm. about how important this is. It is to have people that you trust surrounding mm-hmm. you. People who are where you want to be, right?
Yeah.
You should be looking for mentors. You should be looking for advocates, supporters of your dream,
mm-hmm.
yeah. right? People who understand what it is you want, where it is you want to go. And the people who don't,
yes.
you get to choose then to, I'm not saying throw them out of your life. I'm saying minimize the time you spend with them and what you share with them. Because if they're not going to support you,
yeah.
don't share what you were doing, because all they will be is a naysayer, and you don't need that.
Thank you for incorporating this or extending the question to who's not supporting you and what you do with that. Yeah, that's so important, because we always tend to just focus on who is in our boat and can really support us. But yeah. those who keep the boat at the bay, hello.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Even
yeah. So, you know, another way to ask that question, who's not supporting us, is who will talk you out of your dream?
Yep.
Who doesn't want you? They may feel like you're abandoning them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So being really clear about who those people are
yeah.
and what role they will play in your new dream.
Yes.
Oh. So that you can move it forward
mm-hmm.
and not stay stuck where you are.
Yeah.
And so that you can find what is a soulful fit for you and leave behind the soul sucking experience.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Yes. Full circle.
Full circle. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yes. That's so great to have all these questions that really can fit into the complete life plan. So a real life vision. Yes. And it's not only about career. And that's what I love, because as you and I are about really being passionate about life and, of course, having a great career. But this has every aspect of it. Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can't leave it out. You can't leave out your life when you talk about your career.
No. Hello. Yeah.
You can't leave out who you are, because you play so many roles
mm-hmm.
in your life.
Yeah.
Being a career person,
mm-hmm.
professional, woman, however you characterize yourself.
Yeah.
It's when you think about that, you have to think about how it fits
mm-hmm.
and how it allows you, right, to be who you want to be in the rest of your life.
Yeah. I like that. I like that really, because I just have in mind, please, everyone, answer those questions also for all the roles that you are, all the use within you.
Yeah, be sure to include all of those roles, right?
Yes.
So if you are a professional woman,
mm-hmm.
you have a career. And you want that career, but you're also a wife, a mom, a partner, a community supporter, a friend, a sister, a grandmother, a grandaunt, like I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of roles, and they take time
mm-hmm.
to be at our best. We want to be at our best for all
yeah.
of those.
Yeah,
how do we do that?
Mm-hmm.
How do we do that? How do we parse ourselves out in so many different ways. Well, there are ways. There are ways to do it. And your career can be an integral piece of that mm-hmm. that allows for all of the other stuff in your yeah. vision to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just want to say, I mean, we've thrown a lot of questions at you today. It is so helpful when you write your answers down to these questions, because as you're doing that, as you're writing, you get to process yeah. what's going on in your head. Mm-hmm. And I would suggest that you don't edit yourself. Just write. Just whatever comes to your mind. Uh-huh. And after you reread it, you can kind of figure out how it all comes together. Yeah. And it will start to paint a picture mm-hmm. of who you are and what you want,
yeah.
what you've been tolerating, who's holding you back, if you answer all of those questions.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a powerful way yeah. to kind of figure things out for yourself.
Yeah. And I just think that the editing, don't edit yourself, is so important in here, because the things that you don't like, the things that don't taste so good, probably the pieces that you really have to look at. Yeah.
True. So true. And as you're writing out your vision, the thought that, oh, that will never happen, or I don't know how that will happen.
Please.
Forget it.
Yes.
Put that thought right out of your head and put it on paper anyway.
Mm-hmm. Stop yeah? dreaming.
Because the how is not, it's not your job.
Yes.
Right now, at this stage, as you're answering these questions, yeah. not your job to know how. You just need to know what. What do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Not how. Yeah. What?
Yeah. The rest comes anyways.
It will.
Yeah. Oh, so great. I love these questions go together, and they each one of them brings out so many gems. This is, oh, yeah. And I know that you mentioned it in the beginning, that you have just such a great gift for them. Would you also love to share that with us?
Yes, I'll tell you again about it. So I created a bit of a journal for you. Mm-hmm. All of these questions are in it, with room to write, so that you can capture everything in one place. And I've also added some kind of bonus questions that will get you deeper into mm-hmm. more insights about who you are, what you want, mm-hmm. and maybe a little bit about how you want to move forward to get it.
Whoop. Yes. Great. I love that gift. Thank you so much for sharing all of that, Maria. Oh, wow.
It is my pleasure. This was fun. I wasn't sure. We weren't sure how this would go, but I hope that there is a lot of value in this for your audience who are attending the summit.
Yeah.
So that, They get to dig a little bit deeply mm-hmm. on what does it mean for them to find a soulful fit.
Oh my gosh, yes. And I think a lot of them will press replay and then rewind and go again over it with the journal in hand, because of course, questions are important, but what we had in between was also important, really getting the emphases and, yes, the highlights. Great. I love that. Thank you so much. That's been great. Yeah. Cool experience.
Yeah. I thought it was too. So
yeah,
maybe we'll be doing more of these.
Exactly. So thank you so much for sharing all of that. And we'll be sharing the link to your gift below, of course, like every time. Exactly. Right. So thank you so much for being our special guest here today.
It's been my pleasure, as always. Thank you, Anka.
Thank you. And to our listeners, more sessions will be delivered to your inbox tomorrow. I look forward to you. And I will be joining you, of course, tomorrow as well. And until then, don't forget that changes need chances. So give yourself a chance to rise into your power and embody your true self. It's your time to shine.